ایسے دز ہی ہو کمز ان ذا نیم آف ذا لورڈ اور لورڈ گاڈ سیویئر اینڈ کنگ آف اس آل جیسس کرائسٹ سن آف ذا لیونگ گاڈ ٹو ہوم از گلوری فار ایور آمین بٹ آئی سے ٹو یو ہو ہیئر لو یور اینیمیز ڈو گڈ ٹو ذوز ہو ہیٹ یو بلیس ذوز ہو کرس یو And they pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Oh.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel today from Luke, and we are the third Sunday in Paun. From the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 6. And is present with some most beautiful and challenging commandments ever spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ. We listen to all the commandments that we have. And to be honest, it's very difficult to choose which commandment to meditate upon, because every verse is a treasure. The Lord teaches us, love your enemies, give to everyone who asks to you, of you, forgive, judge not, be merciful, bless those who curse you, pray for those who spiteful with you. And each of these is not merely advice, it's a way of life. So each commandment that we listen today in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 6, it's a way how to live the Christianity, a real Christianity. To be honest, the Holy Scriptures are a breath of God. So when we read the Scripture, when we read the part from the Gospel, from the Bible, it's the breath of God. Yes, it's the breath of God. So when we open the Bible, we are not reading a part from the Bible, for example, like a regular book. No. The breath of God. Whenever we want to know God's mind, whenever we desire to know His will, whenever we ask how he wants us to live, open the Bible. Every time you need anything to know it, open the Bible. That's why in the 2 Timothy, in the 3rd chapter, verse 16, he said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Again, it's written, all the scripture is given by inspiration of God. Inspiration in the Greek word, it means God breathed. So when you open the Greek language, the translation in Greek language, inspiration, it means that God breathed. So reading the gospel is listening to our Heavenly Father speaking personally to us. And you can imagine that from how sad a child, he's ever lived in his father's house, for example, but never cared to know his father's word. So I am a child, I'm living in my father's house, and I never listen to his word. I don't care about his word. And we are, as Christians, we live in our father's house. I have to take care about the word. That's why in John 14:15 he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me. If you love me. And then I have, sometimes when I read this part, so you remember when Jesus Christ was asking Peter, do you love me? So like he said, he answered automatically, yes, 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 master. You know what? I do love you. But I'm scared actually, because if I reply, I answer this question, I have to be honestly speaking how to explain to God how I do love him. I have to explain. And how I really do love him. Saint Athanasius, the apostolic, said, the Holy Scripture inspired by God are sufficient to proclaim the truth. So the commandments of Christ are heavenly. Any commandments come from God. When I open the Bible and find the commandments, it's coming from heaven. It's heaven, not earthly. That's why when we read some from not Christians people sometimes, when they read the commandments, they are shocked. They are shocked. Why they are shocked? Because, not because it's harsh, but it's heavenly. And a question comes automatically. For example, like today, how do I love my enemy? Practically, I met the parents of the families of the 21 martyrs of Libya. So when I went to Upper Egypt and I met them, I understood at the time that how they love their enemies. I met them personally, and I have this conversation between me and between them. And I don't know how they have the peace inside their heart and to love the enemy. How they fulfill the commandments of love your enemy. They pray for them and they love them. And it's not, for example, like superficial or camouflage from outside, or they try to keep peace inside. No, no, no. This is real. Because you can understand, differentiate, you can know exactly what is in the heart of the people sometimes when they talk. That's why, for example, pray for those who persecute you. Who can do this? And it's exactly, when I listen to their words and how they talk about who persecuted their family, for example, like husbands or one of the family members, they love them a lot. And they pray for them. And after this meeting with them, these families, I was asking God how they have the peace inside their heart and they fulfill the commandments of loving the enemies and pray for those who persecute exactly the commandment. They fulfill the commandments exactly. Bless those who curse you. This is not a human wisdom. So that's why in Isaiah 55 he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. So he was clear. If I wanted to follow the world, So I'm not following God. If I decide to follow God, so I'm not from the world. So that's why in Isaiah he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. So the human society teaches what? Be polite, be respectful, return good for good. Christ, God's different way. He said something different. He teaches us to return good for evil, which is opposite of the society teaches us. And here is that spiritual transformation. The gospel elevates man beyond his natural abilities. St. Clement of Alexandria, he said, the Christian's life is the imitation of God as far as human nature allows. Again, the Christian life is the imitation of God as far as human nature allows. Loving my enemy or loving our enemies, to be honest, is impossible without Christ. If I ask myself and any one of you, love your enemy, and that's it, and say, for example, using the psychological terminologies and how to control yourself, and nothing will happen. Honestly speaking, nothing will happen. That's why if I want to love my enemy and pray for the who are persecuting me, I have to be with Christ. It's impossible without Christ. So that's why the natural reaction as a human, revenge, anger, hatred, a bitterness. But when someone lives in Christ, something internally happens. Again, in the second Corinthians, St. Paul said clearly in chapter 5, verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, he is new creation. Then, if anyone is in Christ, he is new creation. So we are new creation. We are not from the world. That's why if I wanted to fulfill the commandments, I have to be in Christ. The Christian no longer acts according to human instinct. No, he received a new heart, new mind, a new spirit. St. Augustine said, love is impossible without the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. So, don't use your strength. Don't be, for example, like, I will do this. I will forgive by myself. Or I will love the enemy. I do by myself. Depend on your power, your energy, you will not do anything. So don't. It's a mistake. I will do. If I say I will do, I will fall. That's why I have to change it a little bit. No, I will do through Christ. I will do in Christ. So without me, you can do nothing. In John 15:5, Jesus Christ said, without me, you can do nothing. How I can to not judge? How I can control my anger? How I can love the enemy? How I do all of that? It's nothing. In Philippians, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. I can, but through Christ. St. Macarius the Great, he said, the soul cannot conquer the passions unless it receives the power of the Holy Spirit. One example from the Bible, St. Stephen. It's a living example of loving enemies, starting the church by the first martyr. So you can imagine in the church, started the church by a first martyr and a first, what he was a first deacon and a first martyr. And he gave us a real example of love the enemy. That's why St. Stephen, he was praying. He said, while they stone him, he said, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. It's easy. Someone is persecuting me on the name of Christ. So at least I talk to God. God, you know my heart, and you know they are wrong. At least I judge them. He never do this. He never did this. He only was praying for them that God did not charge them with this sin. And instead of judging them or asking God to help, he was asking God to not charge the sin. So how Saint Stephen reached this point, this level of the peace of heart, and remember the enemies and pray for them who is persecuting him, who are persecuting him. He lived with Christ. Believe me, if Christ is inside your heart, you can do anything else. If you have, for example, someone persecuting you, or for example, someone is bad with you, did something wrong with you, go to God and pray. Keep God in your heart. He will remove the hate. The hate he will remove from your heart. That's why Saint Stephen his heart became like God's heart. Saint Cyprian says, "He who cannot love his enemies has not yet learned the love of Christ." There's a famous story of Abu Nasr al-Kamil. While he was walking in a street, one of the streets in Alexandria, so there is a kid, threw him by orange. Every time. The kid, he has inside his heart to hate the Christians. And one represent the Christians, Abuna. That's why he was always, when he was walking in this street, this kid, he was, I think he was like working in this place. That's why he has like an orange, and he threw Abu Nashoy. So one day, Abu Nashoy was walking in the street, and no one threw him to him by orange. So the day after, he was walking again in the same street. Where is the kid? I used to have an orange, like someone threw me by orange. So he was asking, where's the kid here? I remember like a few days ago there's a kid here. Yeah, he's just taken a hospital. The day after, Abu Nashr went to the hospital with the orange and visit the kid. How he loves the enemy. How the heart change, I don't know. We know now how, by Christ. It's so hard to change the heart. No, it's easy, but I have to use Christ, because as St. Paul said, I lived in Christ. That's why St. Cyprian said, he who cannot love the enemies has not yet learned the love of Christ. If I go to St. Cyprian, the quote of St. Cyprian, if I'm not loving the enemies, not yet learned the love of God. That's why Abu Nashr came, and or all like Saint Stephen and all the saints who love the enemies and pray for the persecutors, and even the simple people in Upper Egypt, they lost their children, their husbands, and 21 martyrs in Libya. They learned the love of God. They live in Christ. The more they hate, the more we love. The more the people hate me, I should have more love. So someone say like, Ambuna, it's impossible. No, it's possible with Christ. That's why when they hate, I have to love. When they curse, I have to bless. This is what Christ said. When we mistreat, we pray. As evil increases, our goodness must increase. St. Paul teaches us in Romans 12. Do Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Again, in Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The enemy grows deeper in darkness, and Christian grows deeper in Christ. That's why the secret here, my beloved, is the union with Christ, not by our strength or by our power. It's by the union with Christ. It's a deeper communion. Christ becomes our life. St. Paul said, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." If St. Paul said this word, and the word of God in the Gospel and Scripture, as I said before, is the breath of God, the breath of God, it means that St. Paul, he said, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." It means that I disappear when I meet anyone, when I go to meet anyone, I myself disappear. Who should appear? Christ. So I become invisible and Christ comes visible. So when they saw you, or when they see me, or and anyone Christian, he should see Christ. So they encounter Christ living within me and within us. St. Cyril of Alexandria, he says, Christ dwells in us through the Holy Spirit, transforming us into his own likeness. Again, St. Cyril of Alexandria said, Christ dwells in us through the Holy Spirit, transforming us into his own likeness. So the commandments become joy, not burden. When I live in Christ, that's why when I said the story of Abu Nafshi Kamil, he did it with joy. When St. Stephen was praying for the persecutors and prayed for them with joy, it's easy. When I met the people in Upper Egypt for 21 martyrs, the families, they said that with joy. And how? Because the commandments have become joy. It's not a heavy commandments, the heavy burdens. That's why Abba Anthony the Great, he said, the commandments of God are not burdensome, but become light and joy to those who love him. When you, in the beginning of the marriage, or especially before the marriage a little bit, during, for example, someone like start dating and after that engagement, in the beginning of like the love is a fire. So each one wants to sacrifice himself. Because there is a love existing, that's why each one, and there is a love between the couples, are love each other, so each one has, he wanted to sacrifice himself for the other. It's exactly, if I love God, I sacrifice myself, I disappear. So Christ become the first. In Matthew, he said, Matthew 11, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why? Because I love him. That's why I started the beginning of the sermon. I said, it's hard to say, yes, I do love you, God. Because if I say that, so it means that I taste the love of God and I love him with my own, my deep heart. So I imitate him. And first things, do you love your enemies? So I said, no, I'm not loving my enemies. I can't. So you don't love me. You didn't taste my love yet. That's why he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. How to do this? By prayer. Pray more. Pray more. If you hate someone, pray for him. Put his name on the altar. Pray for him when you are praying. And do metanias for him. God will change your heart. Maybe it's hard to pray for someone who already did something wrong with me. But But this is how God will change your heart by prayer. The heart of the Christians has no walls. The fathers described that. The Christian's heart as a heart without walls. It's an open heart. It's an open heart. No boundaries, no limits, no conditions. With like love without reason. Love without expectation. Love without limits. Exactly as Christ loved us. In Romans 5, he said, God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I will repeat it because this is I'm living every single day. God demonstrates in Romans 5, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Every single day I am a sinner and God still loves me. Every single day I am a sinner and still God covered me, still he loves me. And how I'm not loving the others. Saint Isaac the Syrian, he said the beautiful says, what is a merciful heart? It is a heart burning with love for all creation, for men, for birds, for beasts, even for demons, and for every created thing. So you can imagine, St. Isaac the Syrian said, what is merciful heart? It's a heart burning with love for all creation, for men, for birds, for beasts, even for demons, and for every created thing. You know the issue that our eyes is not on the eternity. We look always in earthly things, but our eyes not towards the heaven. That's why St. Paul said, why we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Finally, the gospel is beautiful. Commandments are so beautiful. Don't say it's hard. Or don't say it's impossible. The problem is never with the commandment. The problem that we try to live without Christ. We live without him. So read the gospel daily. And remember, when I read the gospel, it's the breath of God. Hide the words inside your heart. Remember all the words. Write down the words of God, the commandments every time. Pray. Pray constantly. Pray, always pray, and ask God help. Ask in your prayer God to live within you. Again, when you pray, don't ask only some earthly things. Yes, he is our Father, but again, I need to live with him. That's why one of the main things I have to ask God, please live within me. And the impossible will become possible. The loving enemies becomes natural. And the forgiveness becomes joyful. The peace fills the soul. That's why I will end it by a verse from St. Paul, Galatians 2:20. He said, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. I think that if I can repeat it with St. Paul, the same verse every single day, I will remember. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And glory to God forever. Amen. See you.
of things seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, from essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men of our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day was dead, according to the Scripture. Sent to the heavens, he sits right at the hand of his Father, and is coming again. His glory to us, the living and the dead, him shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father, and the Son, who is glorified, who spoke by the prophet, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. Then goes the boy, then the apostles, then the Lord, then be on him, then be on his name. Amen.
I have
is more.